Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Today's inspiration for our call comes from a little personal experience I had over the weekend. Probably like some of you, you know, with the warmer weather breaking wherever we're at, I had the opportunity to go out in my yard and start doing some yard work that was definitely in need of being done now that the weather's breaking. And it was interesting as I was in one of our mulch beds and I was trimming back rose bushes and we had all these leaves that were piled up behind some of the bushes. So I started raking them and the leaves were wet and I'm just, you know, I'm grabbing them by hand and tossing them in a bag and I'm just, you know, I'm down in the mulch and the dirt and the leaves. And I came in after being out in the yard and man, I had sneezing like crazy and my eyes were itchy and I'm like, oh, here we go. It's that time of the year, right? Many of us are living in areas where, you know, the pollen and the seasonal allergy season is starting. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that today and some things that we can do to kind of fight against it. And obviously, all of us are a little different. Some of us have, you know, allergic reactions to certain things and others have lesser of a reaction. So, everybody's a little different when it comes to what triggers them in terms of allergies, especially seasonal allergies. But it's not uncommon. In fact, it's probably more common than not for people to have some form of seasonal allergies, whether it's in the spring like we're getting into now, or whether it's throughout the summer, or maybe even into the fall, or maybe throughout the entire season. Here's what I do know. People who struggle with a lot of allergies, whether it be seasonal or food allergies, oftentimes that points to a potential imbalance in the human body. But let's take a step back here. So when seasonal allergies roll around, this is the time of the year where you see all kinds of advertisements and commercials for remedies, right? For these over-the-counter remedies for, you know, getting rid of those symptoms from the seasonal allergies. And they come in the form of things like oral antihistamines or these corticosteroid nasal sprays or oral decongestants as an example. And again, probably in the perfect world, if you have seasonal allergies, the best line of defense, of course, is to just avoid them if possible. Not always easy to do, right? Especially if you're like me and you want to, you know, do some things around your house and outdoors, you're going to be exposed. Or just even getting in and out of the car or coming in and out of your home, you're going to be exposed to some of the seasonal allergies. So it's not uncommon to get exposure. Obviously, limiting your exposure is definitely one of the ways to minimize some of those, seasonal allergy symptoms. That being said, since that's not always the easiest thing to do, let's take a closer look at what, you know, the general marketplace wants you to do. And let's start with something like an oral antihistamine. And an oral antihistamine would be things like Benadryl, it would be things like Zyrtec, Claritin, those types of things. Allegra is another big brand. So again, while they can be effective, we also have to look at the other side of the equation. Whenever we're taking anything that's pharmaceutically related, whether it's a prescription or whether it's an over-the-counter remedy in this case, we have to ask ourselves, well, if we take that and it helps to support maybe a reduction in our seasonal allergy symptoms, does it do anything else? I mean, are there any quote-unquote side effects? Well, sadly, there are. So if we look at the oral antihistamines, like the ones I just mentioned, if you're looking at like the first-generation ones, those are like the Benadryls as an example, some of the side effects can be things like, you know, that sleepiness or that sedation feeling. Sometimes it results in dry eyes or a dry mouth because, of course, it's trying to fight against those symptoms of the seasonal allergy. Constipation is actually one of the potential side effects. And then things like urinary retention of all things could be one of the side effects. Now, the second generation oral antihistamines that are becoming a lot more popular, again, like the Zyrtecs, the Claritins, the Allegras, they have lesser of a risk of that, you know, sleepy sedation kind of a feeling. But they can still cause some types of fatigue and drowsiness. Some of the other side effects on some of those could be things like headache, again, dry mouth, or even sore throat. So, again, are they effective? Yes. Do they also come with side effects? Yes. What else can we look at? Well, we can look at what they call corticosteroid nasal sprays, okay? And again, they can be temporarily effective, but there are also, again, some common side effects with those. Things like dryness in the nasal passages, stinging sometimes or burning, or sometimes just soreness from using that nasal spray repeatedly. Some people end up with things like nosebleeds, or they end up with, ironically, excessive sneezing from the spray as a reaction to it. Cough or sore throat are not uncommon. Headaches also not uncommon. And because of the nature of the way that those nasal sprays work, sometimes they actually affect your taste and smell if you use them on a frequent basis. Now, sometimes, too, some of these, depending on the brands you use or depending on the basis for them, some of them can actually be slightly addictive. I remember when I was a kid, my allergies were pretty bad when I was a kid. My mom introduced me to nasal spray, and I remember as a kid having an addiction to it just because it, you know, the effects of it was so good that I couldn't stop using it. That's a different story for a different day. But again, these are some of the potential side effects when we go to some of those corticosteroid nasal sprays. And then what else we talked about? We talked about oral decongestants. And again, very commonly used this time of the year, but they can also have some side effects associated with them as well. Things like maybe insomnia, okay? Because, again, these are oftentimes pseudoephedrine. That's one of the typical decongestant kind of tablets, is pseudoephedrine. And those side effects can create trouble sleeping because they're actually kind of like a nervous system stimulator. And so it can create like this jittery nervousness feeling, sometimes some restlessness, dizziness, headaches, again, not uncommon. Cardiovascular, because, again, it's kind of a stimulant, it can actually increase heart rate or heart palpitations and, of course, can lead to elevated blood pressure as well. And in some cases, you'll actually have things like nausea or dry mouth, vomiting can actually be some of the side effects from those oral decongestants. And again, these are not necessarily horrible side effects, but they are side effects. So the question maybe that we should always ask, this is one I always try to ask, is if I'm trying to battle something, even something that's seemingly just annoying and not life-threatening, like seasonal allergies, is there a better way? Is there a more natural way that we can address those things? And it turns out there is. There are certain things that you can do from a natural and holistic perspective that can certainly minimize the effect of some of those seasonal allergies and in some cases completely eliminate the symptoms. Now, again, like I stated at the beginning of this call, we're all a little bit different. All of us have different biochemistries, and all of us have different things that we would react more severely to than others. You know, the perfect example of an allergy, let's say a foodborne allergy is an example, is I can eat literally handful after handful after handful of peanuts and never once have an allergic reaction. But yet there are people on this planet that literally if they touch a peanut, they could have a severe allergic reaction, right? So again, that's why I said everybody's going to be a little bit different. So what I'm going to give you are some general recommendations of things that you can do to support your body in a healthy, safe, natural way without any side effects to help battle some of these reactions that may take place due to things like seasonal allergies. And by the way, to a certain extent, some of the recommendations I'm going to give you here are also supportive of foodborne allergies as well. Now again, it's going to be different for different people, but some of these things can actually be supportive against foodborne allergic reactions as well. Let's start with the most important, probably the most obvious one, if you think about it, and that is proper hydration. When your body is properly hydrated, a lot of things in your body tend to go really well. But when your body's dehydrated, histamine, which is what gives you a lot of these symptoms, the sneezing, the itchy nose, the watery eyes, the histamine production in your body tends to increase, which causes you to trigger those allergic symptoms. So again, getting proper hydration throughout the day is going to help prevent and keep at bay these higher histamine levels within the body, which in turn can help alleviate some of the severity or potentially alleviate a lot of those allergic symptoms that you're going to experience during the season that we're in right now. Obviously, when we talk about better hydration, as all of you should know, I'm talking about Zuma's X2O. And that's obviously for us as Zuma members, that's the way we want to address hydration because, again, we know X2O, when added to the water, dramatically improves intracellular hydration within the body and throughout the body. And that's an important piece of this puzzle. Number two is this, probiotics. A lot of people, again, we know from lots of evidence that's coming out in all of the studies that are being done on the importance of gut health, we know a lot of people have a lot of imbalance in their gut and in their GI tract. And for a lot of people, it boils down oftentimes to a larger number of the bad gut bacteria outnumbering the good gut bacteria. So we want more of the good guys and less of the bad guys. But of course, with modern-day food, highly processed diets, stress, a lot of the environmental toxins that we face, a lot of us are constantly battling to try to get more of the good guy gut bacteria winning that battle within the GI tract. So probiotics becomes a very important piece of this puzzle, and having a high-quality probiotic is going to help improve, of course, the intestinal flora and in the gut, and it's going to help to boost the immune system. Remember, about 70% of your innate immune system is in your gut. So when we have more balance, meaning the good guys are outnumbering the bad guys, we're going to have a much better chance because they slow the notable results of allergies. Okay, when it comes to quality and value and performance in a probiotic product, I can tell you as the formulator for this product in Zuma, probiotics in our line is one of the best. And it is very unique in that not only did we put 12 of the most researched, clinically studied strains in there, we use some of the best sources of those strains, and we're using it in a very high dose amount, 30 billion CFUs. So a side note on this is sometimes more is not always better. So you'll see sometimes probiotics out there with like 50 or 100 billion CFUs. Unfortunately, that actually starts to create an opposite effect of what a good probiotic can do. So don't be fooled just because it has more CFUs. If you see something in the marketplace, there's a healthy balance here. You don't want too little, but you also don't want too much. And so that's why I believe our probiotics is really kind of in that sweet spot when it comes to not only the variety of the different probiotic strains it delivers, but also in the amount it delivers. It's a really good mid-range for most people's human physiology. Okay, what else can we do? Silvermex. Now, Silvermex is one of those things that a lot of people think about from an immune standpoint, but think about this. This is an antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory product as well, because the silver hydrosol in your Silvermex can be used to fight against those seasonal allergies. And the way it does it is, if you think about it, the way histamine responds in your body is, according to Johns Hopkins Medicine, as an example, they define allergies as actually disorders of the immune system, where the body overreacts to what is really a harmless substance. Again, in this case, maybe it's like tree pollen here in the spring, but it then produces the antibodies, the histamines, to go and attack the substance which it sees as a foreign invader, right? So this overreaction, if you will, of the immune system is what can give us these allergy symptoms. So if we can help to quell that overreaction of the immune system, we start to lower by default some of the histamine response in the body. And that's, again, where your silver comes in really handy. So as an example, you can use that silver liquid as a nasal mister, right? And if you have the silver kit with your Silver Max, you already know you've got a nasal mister in your silver kit. You can use that up your nasal passages, and that helps to kind of clear or neutralize some of the things that would be aggravating to cause some of those allergic symptoms. You can also use it in your eyes, of course. You know, there's little eyedroppers in the silver kit as well. If your eyes are itchy or inflamed, you can use that in your eyes. You can use it in your ears. You can use it literally anywhere outside or inside of the body. But it really does a great job, of course, even if you're consuming it internally, to help quell some of the, again, histamine response within the body. So if you're accustomed to using Silvermax, but you don't think about using it during, you know, this pollen or allergy season, this could be a great time of the year to use it. What else? Assimilator. Assimilator is one of those products that, while it's not necessarily directly influencing the seasonal allergy, you know, such as the pollen as an example, we also know that a lot of histamine response within the body can come from, again, our body reacting to things that we're eating or drinking. So in our case with the Assimilator, this exclusive blend that we have of the digestive enzymes that, again, is designed to help break down things like fiber, things like carbohydrates, like fats, like proteins, when it helps to break those things down more effectively and more efficiently, it supports against this inflammatory condition that can result from certain foods that our body just doesn't like. And again, by doing that, we also quell that histamine response within the body. And then finally, one of the ones that a lot of people don't think about, but it's actually potentially very effective for, again, fighting against things like asthma or allergies or inflammatory issues is your omega-3-75. A high-quality fish-derived omega-3 fatty acid is going to help relieve symptoms of these conditions. In fact, there's actually been studies done on a high-quality omega-3 fish oil, and it's linked to helping to lower the symptoms of people who struggle with asthma. So, I mean, these are fats that have strong anti-inflammatory properties, and absolutely, especially with our formula, with the shark liver oil and the squalene, support your immune system and, again, help your body fight against these seasonal allergies. So, yes, this is that time of the year that's unavoidable, and yes, it's possible you're going to get some symptoms from it, but you can certainly fight against it naturally with some of the products I just mentioned and do it in a way that has none of the side effects that you're going to get from those typical over-the-counter prescribed type of remedies that you see advertised throughout the television and the internet these days with the season that we're entering here into the spring. So hopefully that information is helpful to you, and certainly encourage you to share that information with anybody you think might be able to benefit from it.